The Amos and Andy Show. Before we open our show, let's go back 20 years when one George Kingfish Stevens and one Miss Sapphire Smith were out dancing together. She said,
"George, you dance divinely."
Then he said,
"I could dance with you till the cows come home. You was like a feather."
And she said,
"George, listen to that music. It's a song we both love. Let me call you sweetheart."
Then he said,
"Honey, let me call you sweetheart forever, dear."
And she said,
"George, is you proposing?"
Then he said,
"Yes, honey."
And she said, And now, let us look in on this same couple 20 years later. They're married now, and they've just arrived home after spending another evening dancing together.
"Well, of all the loads I ever dragged around the dance floor, you was the worst."
"Oh, is that so? I remember when you used to say you could dance with me till the cows come home."
"Yeah, well, the way you danced tonight, I thought they was there."
"Ain't you funny? You know, when it comes to dancing, you ain't no gazelle."
"Yeah, I never said I was. But I know it's this much. I happen to be very light on my feet."
"Yeah, and very heavy on mine." "But, George, really, I don't mind you dancing on my feet. It's the constant jumping on and off that gets me."
"Now, well, I'm sure glad we're home. Let me get off my shoes here and soak my feet in some hot mustard water here. Get these shoes off. You poor feet. Peter knows just what you're thinking. You were thinking, what did I ever do to deserve this punishment?"
"You know, George, I was just thinking, too. This show is a lot different than when we used to dance to our favorite song, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Sometimes it don't seem like we're married no more."
"And what do you mean by that?"
"Well, you used to be romantic and sweet to me when we was first married. But now, since you don't stop being sweet, well, our marriage just ain't amounted to much."
"Now, there's a fine thing to say. That's the appreciation I get. And to think that I give up a career for marriage."
"What career did you give up for marriage?"
Well, I would have thought of something already.
"You know, George, all you does is aggravate me. I can still remember before I married you, something told me not to."
"Oh, is that so?"
"Yes. The old trouble was I listened to my heart instead of my head. My heart said, there's the man I'm going to ride down life's highway with."
"Yeah, and what did your head say?"
"It said, let me off at the next corner."
"Sapphire, is I to gather from this little conversation here that if you had to do it over again, you wouldn't marry me?"
"Take it any way you want."
"Well, this is very interesting. Sapphire, I was going to make you eat them words."
"Oh, I tell you, boys, the Kingfish is really in trouble with his wife."
"Yeah, really bad this time, huh, Anna?"
"Yeah, Emma, she claimed that if she had to do over again, the chances is she wouldn't marry him." What do you think of that, Brother Crawford?"
"Well, I can hardly blame Sapphire. The Kingfish doesn't know how to treat a woman. Women need love and affection. I read someplace."
"Yeah, she done told the Kingfish he ain't sweet and romantic no more."
"Well, that's why he made his mistake. A wife always wants a husband to be romantic."
"Yeah, I guess you're right."
"Very definitely so. And fortunately for my wife, I am the romantic type."
"You is?"
"Oh, yes. I've never failed to kiss my wife before I go to work and also when I return from work. 2 times a day. On birthdays and anniversaries, it has run as high as 3 times.
"You really a ball of fire on them days, ain't you?"
"Well, it seems to me, Brother Crawford, that you kind of kiss your wife by a timetable, don't you?" "Well, that's how my wife wants it."
"Yeah, well, I always thunk it was nicer for a husband to kiss his wife, not when he's supposed to, but kiss her when he feel like kissing her."
My wife prefers not to take that chance.
Your wife certainly got you toned to mark, ain't she?
Well, not always. I believe in an orderly married life, but at the same time, I believe a man should have a private life of his own, which his wife does not have to know anything about.
Well, she know whatever you does, don't she?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, the thing is that...
Hello there, fellas. Hello.
Hi, Kingfish. Hi.
Yeah, sorry to hear about you and your wife, Kingfish.
Yeah, thanks, Amos. Say, I wonder if I could be alone with Ann. I want to speak to him.
I was about to leave anyway, so goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Yeah, well, I'll go along with you, Brother Crawford. So long, fellas.
So long, Amos. So long.
Oh, and I think I got an idea to make my wife come to her senses.
Yeah?
And I want to see what you think of it, and I don't want all the other fellas to know about it.
Yeah, well, what is it, Kingfish?
Well, now, it so happens that a letter come this morning addressed to me and Sapphire from a friend of ours down south in the same town where the justice of the peace lived who done married us 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Now, Sapphire didn't see the letter, and I just happened to open it without tearing the envelope. Now, here's my idea. I is going to write a letter and pretend it come from the clerk where we was married.
Oh, you is, huh?
Yeah, now here's what. I'll say that the justice of the peace that married us has died, and his papers show that his license done expired before he married us and was no good when he performed the ceremony for us.
Yeah, well, then that would mean that you and Sapphire ain't never been really married in the eyes of the law. You just had a long engagement.
Yeah, that's right. Look here, I'll seal the letter in the envelope and leave it where Sapphire can find it. Boy, is she going to be surprised.
But, George, does you see what this letter means? We ain't really married.
That's right, that's right. That's what it say in the letter, don't it? We'd have to get remarried. Well, here's your chance to be free right now. We ain't married no more, so let's call it a day.
Call it a day?
Yeah, you go your way and I'll go mine. Good luck to you and all that stuff. See you again sometime. It's been nice knowing you for 20 years.
No more.
That's right. We ain't married.
Good. And that's how it's going to stay.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. What? Wait a minute. You mean that you ain't going to marry me again?
Exactly, George.
Now, wait a minute. Now, but Sapphire, honey, you making a mistake here. You my wife, and I is your husband, George.
Pardon me. I didn't catch the name.
But Sapphire, now, don't be foolish. I is your husband.
Husband? Well, I haven't had a husband in 20 years.
Oh, me? Now, look, Sapphire. Look here. We're both tired now. Look here. Let's forget it until tomorrow.
All right, George. I guess we do need some sleep.
Yeah, I guess we sure do, honey. Let's go to bed.
All right. Here's your toothbrush, and there's a door.
The door?
Yes. I is a respectable, unmarried woman, and you is a very late visitor, so get out.
But Sapphire...
Get out, I said. Get out and stay out.
Look at that. Ain't that the Kingfish sleep on the desk?
Why, yes, Gabby, I believe it is. I can't see the face, but it sounds like the Kingfish's snore. Yeah, you see, it's got that whip at the end of it.
I better wake him up. Better wake him up right now. I'll shake him a little here. Kingfish?
Oh, honey. You was come to see me. You was forgive me. Kiss me. Kiss me again.
I'd feel silly doing it even once.
Kingfish, it's me and Gabby. Wake up.
Oh, hello, fellas. It's morning, huh?
Kingfish, has you been sleeping on this desk all night?
Yeah, let me get this rope off me here. I fell off the desk twice during the night, and I had to find a tie myself on here.
Kingfish, you got a home. What you sleeping on a desk for?
Well, I tell you, boy, my wife won't let me inside the house to sleep, that's why.
Oh, I see. Why don't you get twin bisque and invite her over here?
Kingfish, I hear that there was trouble brewing between you and your wife. What seems to be the bone of contention?
Well, the whole thing started when Sapphire told me that if she had to do it over again, that she'd never marry me.
Well.
Yeah, I done fixed up a letter to make it look like we never really was married, you see. And the thing backfired, and now she won't remarry me.
Well, as they say in French, tout le jour, tout le jour.
What did that mean, Gabby?
How do I know I ain't French?
Now, wait a minute. Now, look here, Gabby. I love my wife, and I want her back. Now, you as a lawyer, I'm glad you done come in here. You as a smart man. Now, what can I do?
Well, why don't you just tell her it was all a joke? All a joke. Tell her that.
Yeah, and that would really be my finish.
All right, I got another idea. Go over and see her. Go on over and see her. And tell her if she won't take you back, you'll shoot yourself. You'll shoot yourself. Tell her that. That's what you tell her.
Yeah, well, suppose I tell her that and she still refuses to take me back. What does it do then?
That's simple. Shoot yourself.
Shoot myself? What are you talking about?
Look, Kingfish, if you're going to object to every idea I get, I withdraw from the case. I can't stand stubborn clients.
Well, listen, Gabby, I'm sure there must be another solution to this thing that ain't quite as injurious to the health.
There's one other way, just one other way. Court your wife all over again, just like you done 20 years ago. Propose to her and everything.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. That I like.
Romance again. Go ahead and romance her.
Yeah, that's good.
Tell her she's beautiful.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not go overboard yet. I told my wife 20 years ago she was beautiful. I stretched to the point then, and believe me, she certainly ain't gained no ground since then.
Well, Kingfish, it occurs to me that you must be a bit rusty on the art of courtship. If I was you, I'd consult with Andy. He seems to be the Quixote of Harlem.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Only one thing, Kingfish. This courtship idea ain't by no means surefire. It ain't surefire. You see, from the legal standpoint, it come under the heading of the Federal Reserve Bank.
The Federal Reserve Bank? How you figure that?
Well, Sapphire don't think she's married in the eyes of the federal government, so you better reserve a hotel room and don't bank on her taking you back. That's the Federal Reserve Bank about it.
So you see, Anna, that's the way it is. Me and Sapphire has done foofed out with a capital foof.
You really take it on the chin with your married life, don't you, Kingfish? You know, instead of an arrow, Cupid must have hit you with a wet mop.
Yeah, well, now, look here. Let's get started, Anna. You going to tell me how to court my wife according to the modern method. That's what you're going to do now, up-to-date stuff.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, now, what does that do first?
Well, first you invite Sapphire out on a date and you buy her a flower.
Okay, yeah. Now, that's a good idea. Then what does it do?
Well, when you takes her home, you sits on the sofa with her and you pre-pose her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is really going to take practice.
Yeah, that's what I want to learn.
Yeah, I tell you what, make believe I am Sapphire and you go ahead and pre-pose to me.
Yeah, this is the best way to practice, huh?
Oh, sure, yeah. Go ahead now. Now, look here. Kind of put your face near mine here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, what did you say?
You've been eating onions.
Cut it out, Kingfish. Cut it out. Get romantic. Get romantic.
All right. Now, listen to this. Honey, I want to tell you that I love you with all my heart. Angel child, I'm crazy about you. I has always been crazy about you.
Pardon me. Are you two going steady?
Oh, hello, Shorty.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah, look, Shorty, we are just talking about courtship here. You might be able to help us. Come here.
Oh, sure. I just finished courting a girl. It's all busted up now, though. She was crazy about me.
Yeah, well, tell me, how did you meet the girl and court and all that stuff?
Well, the way I met her was very romantic.
Yeah, well, where did you meet her, Shorty?
She was standing outside the draft board.
Well, what was she doing there?
Waiting for rejects. Yeah, our eyes met and we was in love.
Yeah, well, now, you say the thing is busted up even though she was crazy about you. Now, where'd you go wrong?
Trouble with her family. Yeah, they used to like to throw parties.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I was the party they were throwing. know something? Every time I went to see that gal, her father would throw me out.
And what'd she do?
She stood outside and threw me back in. It got to be irksome.
Oh, now look, Shorty, you ain't gonna help us none. I got a lot to learn. Get out of here, will you? You has been a great help coaching me and all that stuff concerning women and courtship and all that.
Yeah, well, the assistant that I has done learned you is the same one I uses myself with the gals, and I've been engaged 46 times.
Engaged 46 times, huh?
Yeah.
How come you never got married?
Skill, just plain skill.
Well, the first move I'm going to make is to call Sapphire up now and make a date with her and go out dining and dancing.
Yeah, and don't forget to make the imprint on her by ordering caviar.
Caviar, I didn't hear of it, but what is it, though?
Well, it's the way they explain it to me, caviar is nothing but fish eggs, about as big as buckshot. Must be a lot of work to shell them things.
Yeah, well, I'll order a dozen. Say, Andy, I had in mind a place to take Sapphire, the Club La Paris there. What do you know about that?
Oh, the Club La Paris? Yeah, that's high class, all right. And besides that, now is a good time to go there.
How did you mean?
Well, it's near the end of the month now, and they changes their tablecloths.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I know Sapphire likes that place. She's always been wanting to go there. She's been begging me to take her there, you see.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do now is call her up on the phone, tell her about the thing, and then I'm going to take her right to the place. I'm going to call her up right now.
Yeah, well, now, look here. Don't forget to sound romantic, Kingfish.
I won't. Now, just leave it to me, because when I get on the phone, I'm going to give her that small talk, you know, and all that
stuff. Yeah, that's the
stuff. Hello.
Hello, Sapphire, honey, Lambert Pie, darling, Sugarfoot, this is Loverboy.
Oh, hello, George. What you want?
Honey, I was just thinking here, don't you think this would be a good night to go dining and dancing and have a lot of fun?
Yes, I think it would.
Oh, that's swell. I got it. Yeah. Honey, don't you think it would be a great night for two peoples to walk home in the moonlight?
Yes, I do, George.
Oh, I knowed you would see it my way, sweetheart. Now, what I want to ask you is, wouldn't you like to go to Club La Paris tonight?
I'd love to go to the Club La Paris.
Oh, you would, huh? Got it now. Yeah, you would. Yeah. Oh, that's great, honey.
Yes. That's why I asked the man that I got a date with tonight to take me there.
Yeah, well, now, that's a what? You mean you're going out to the Club La Paris with another man?
That's right, George. Goodbye.
Sapphire, wait a minute. Hello. Hello. Oh, Andy, did you hear that? My wife is going out with another man.
Well, listen, you can't blame Sapphire, Kingfish. She thinks y'all ain't married. That's what matters.
Yeah, but that ain't the point. The point is that some low-down bum snuck behind my back and made a date with my wife. Andy, what does you think of a man that would make a date with Sapphire?
He must be crazy.
That's no excuse. When I catches that bum, I is going to smash him to a pulp. Andy, do you know what I'm going to do tonight?
No, what, Kingfish?
Look here, I tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I is going over to Club La Paris, and I'm going to beat the ears off the man that took Sapphire out dancing.
Wonderful dancing in a lovely place like this. I really enjoyed this dance. You know something? You rumbled beautifully.
Oh, is that what I was doing?
My goodness, if you didn't know you was doing the rumba, how did you know how to shake the rumba tempo so perfectly?
Oh, you see, Sapphire, I was a born dancer. Music just makes me... dancing is right up my alley. I've got natural rhythm. Woolen underwear.
Just the same, I think you's a fine dancer.
Oh, thanks a lot. I guess I could have danced even better with you if I wasn't so much shorter than you is.
Oh, I don't mind your being shorter, but was it uncomfortable for you?
A real. I kept scratching my forehead on your belt buckle.
Oh, here we is at our table. Let's sit down and order something to eat. I'm starved.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll starve, too. Uh-oh. Look who's coming.
Codell, you will Sapphire.
George, what on earth are you doing here?
Yeah, I come here to beat the brains out of the man that you was with. That's what I'm doing here. Now, where's the man? Where is the man?
He's sitting right... Why, he was there a minute ago. Shorty, where is you?
Under the table.
Oh, so it ain't a man after all. Shorty, come out from under that table.
George, I wish you'd stop shouting. People is beginning to stare.
Well, I don't care. Let them. Oh, so there you were, Shorty. I never would believe that you was the one that's out with my wife. Why, you was nothing but a dirty, low-down, good-for-nothing, double-crossing bum.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. You can't talk to me that way. I ain't gonna stand for it. If you wasn't smaller than I is, I'd knock your block off.
Yeah, but I is bigger than you is.
Well, that's all the more reason.
Oh, come on, Shorty. Now, listen here. I done took enough of this. Out with my wife, huh? Now, put up your mitt. I tell you what I'm going to do to you. I don't care about your size. I'm going to massacre you.
Now, George, you ain't going to dare to touch
him. Let him go. That's all right, Sapphire. After what the Kingfish said, this room ain't big enough to hold the two of us. That's what.
Yeah, well, what is you going to do about it? What is you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going... You can't... But I was leaving.
Yeah, and as for you, Sapphire, if you think that you can go out with somebody...
You ain't got nothing to say about it. I ain't a married woman.
Yeah, well, if you think that you can fool me...
George, stop arguing a minute. Listen to what they're playing.
Yeah. Let me call you sweetheart.
Don't that mean something to you, George?
Well, yeah. I first proposed to you years ago while we was dancing to that song.
George, let's dance it now.
Okay, Sapphire, come on. Honey, I want to apologize for the scene I just made, but the thought of you being out with somebody else just made me see red.
You did make an awful fuss, George.
Honey, can you ever forgive me? And will you let me call you sweetheart once again?
Why, George, dear, is you proposing to me again?
Sure I am, darling. I want you for my sweetheart forever.
Oh, George. Them words is just as sweet as when you said them 20 years ago. And my answer's still the same. I love you too, darling.
Honey, you damn divinely.
George, I was just thinking here. Ain't it lucky that the band just happened to play our song and bring us back together again like this?
Sapphire, I got a confession to make, honey. They just didn't happen to play the song. I give the band leader... $1 to play it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, get it back. I just give him $2 to play the same thing.
Don't miss the hilarious proceedings next week, when Andy and the Kingfish try to win a $500 prize in a baby picture contest. The Amos and Andy Show is broadcast to our fighting men all over the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to all of you from all of us.